Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Marcus Hodge, VP of Product Management Mobile for Verifone. Marcus, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you, Karen.
So we're going to talk a little mobile point of sale. MPOS is the acronym we use to shorten that up. And, you know, it's a space we've been tracking at Payments.com for many years, and we've seen its evolution. Certainly started out transforming the way micro merchants accepted digital payments, and has made its way in some sense into the larger enterprise retail space. But I'd be curious to get your perspective. Where do you think MPOS is with respect to retail?
Yeah, well, the technology has definitely been around for years. And I think if you look back on the evolution, things really kicked off about 5 years ago. They went into high gear when Apple successfully began using iPods in their stores. That was really the first true mobile point of sale that successfully grabbed some consumer mind share, as well as retailers. If you recall back then, things really jumped forward quickly. Every retailer I knew of wanted to get on the bandwagon and follow similar model to what they had seen in the Apple stores. So there was tremendous promise. There was a lot of excitement. But I would agree that things slowed down shortly after that. And I think, you know, retailers faced, you know, a lot of headwinds as they tried to adopt MPOS in their environment. Some of the headwinds that they faced, not all retailers are like Apple. They've got different SKUs, different store environments, different staffing models, security needs. Their consumers have different expectations in the environment. So they faced a variety of operational complexities that, and maybe Apple didn't. Secondly, after trying to tackle those complexities, I think we all recognize that the industry was struck with a series of major data breaches. The focus for retailers was really forced to shift to payment security. And some of the energies that they were putting into MPOS really had to go onto the back burner. And then here we are today, EMV come along as yet another headwind that they've got to tackle and face. And that's taken quite a bit of energy as well. MPOS really hasn't been in the forefront in recent years. We've seen activity, but not as much as I think everybody had expected a number of years ago.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think MPOS can solve a bunch of problems for retailers, especially during the holiday season. We're coming into holiday and the ability to check people out in different parts of the store to avoid lines is certainly a popular use case. It's also a very popular use case when retailers are doing pop-up stores outside of their physical footprint in order to enable a new sales opportunity. So we're seeing instances of adoption, but I'd be curious to get your perspective on what you think is required for MPOS and the promise of this mobile checkout for retailers to really reach its full potential.
There's quite a lot that goes into making MPOS successful, right? And if you look at what we're really trying to do, you're taking all the capabilities of this, well, it's traditionally a large point of sale with a whole bunch of peripherals, and trying to put all of that into the palm of somebody's hand as they walk around a store to engage with their customer base. So when you look at it, there's a lot of boxes, if you will, that need to be checked off to make MPOS a success for retailers. Number one, it's got to be full-featured from a payment perspective. It needs to support all of your credits, your debit, of course, EMV, contactless, NFC, any kind of wallet that you see out there. The list goes on. And that's quite a lot of capability in a small device. We talked a little bit about data security, data breaches that have occurred. That's still and will be going forward a core requirement of anything that the retailers use for MPOS. So ensuring that the devices are not only PCI compliant, but also meet the end-to-end encryption standards of today, that's a requirement. But then, as I mentioned before, you're taking all of this complexity on the countertop and putting it into the palm of somebody's hand. It needs to be usable from a UI perspective, but also physically it has to be lightweight, portable, needs to have a nice user interface that makes it better than what you might find on a countertop. Then there's the integration aspect. And as you know, the greatest aspect of MPOS is you're taking all of these aggregate systems that retailers use, your inventory, your price lookup, all of your functionalities, and you're pulling them all together into a tablet or a handheld, into a UI that is ideal for the associate to use in their consumer interaction. So that ease of integration checkbox needs to be met with MPOS for all of these different requirements. And of course, durability is paramount. If it's mobile, if it's in a retail environment, Karen, you know, these are some of the most demanding environments that you face with any devices out there. So it's got to be durable. And then just by nature with mobile, if the battery doesn't last, it's not going to be mobile very long. So you have to have power management and strong batteries. So when you put all these criteria together into a single solution and check all of these boxes, you're really going to see MPOS starting to take off. But that is a lot of complexity in the palm of somebody's hand.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's why a lot of we're observing the market moving is not necessarily the phone iPod sort of manifestation where it started, but these integrated tablet solutions that can be adapted for this. And I'm curious to get your perspective on whether the requirements that you described are consistent in both large and small merchants, because smaller retailers seem to be gravitating toward these integrated tablet solutions that allow them to do a bunch of the integration to back-end and front-end applications that you described, maybe not so much handheld mobile in that sense, but tablets that provide a better experience for them and different capabilities than the more traditional cash wrap and terminal at the front of the store.
Yeah, there's definitely different needs between the larger retailers and the smaller. You know, of course, the smaller retailers not having large IT staff. They're looking for simplicity, integration. They want the integrated experience that you find at the large retailers. They want to have that functionality of speed of checkout, ease of use, a lot of capability presented in a meaningful way on a tablet. But it needs to be something that they can source and integrate to their systems very easily. It has to be simple.
So, Marcus, you keep coming back to a couple of points that I'd like to probe a little bit more. Flexibility and integration. Obviously, they both sound like they're quite important, but for different reasons. What is the impact to the retailer of the flexible design that's easy to integrate with the other applications and systems that they are operating?
Yeah, great question there, Karen. So if you look back over the evolution of MPOS solutions, a lot of these sleds or products, if you will, have been device specific. So they have been tailored to work with a particular tablet or smart device. And when that device is no longer commercially available, then the solution is no longer viable for the retailer. And so that creates a restriction for them. To avoid that, what we've done with our E355 is we've included Wi-Fi connectivity directly in the product, which gives it a lot of flexibility in how it integrates to their store systems. But more so, we have created a set of frames that can adapt to the 355 and a variety of smart devices. Ultimately, retailers get a lot more longevity out of their investment. They integrate to the 355 once, and they can have the flexibility for their MPOS solution to use a number of different tablets that make surface in the market.
Got it. So one other question, though, to clarify capability. I mean, obviously, the 355 accepts payments, and you mentioned across a variety of types, including the new alternative mobile wallets that are surfacing. What other things does it enable that speak to some of the integration and flexibility points that you just mentioned?
Yeah, the Wi-Fi that I mentioned on the 355 is really a bit of a game changer for that product because it allows it to connect into so many different Verifone offerings. We have the semi-integrated architecture solution that we offer to our clients, which is very simple for them to integrate with the 355 and make their EMV certifications a little more streamlined and really put the power into the device, allowing the MPOS to remain independent of the heavy integrations that need to go on with processors.
How does this work with some of the other initiatives that I know Verifone has underway with respect to your commerce platform? Does this support that too?
The 355 can dovetail in with the commerce platform. It has a MPOS device, has a large color screen in order to interact with the product. So it does support some of the CE initiatives that Verifone has brought to the market.
Speaking of simple, merchants are really addressing a bunch of different things. You alluded to this earlier. EMV is something that is on their mind, as is the ability to support a number of the new alternative mobile payments that are being introduced into the market. Has that created a bit of a lag in what you're observing from retailers in adopting mobile point of sale solutions? Are they holding back because that is more of a driver of their decision about what to do with point of sale?
When it comes to EMV, for retailers, this is, of course, giving them a great opportunity to take pause and look at their systems, what they have, and what solutions they want moving forward. In many cases, those systems today may only be countertop-based systems. And as they look to refresh their payment devices, it gives them the opportunity to consider a percentage of those solutions being MPOS and whether or not they want to have a mix of countertop and MPOS, but moreover, it gives them a chance to take a look at the overall architecture of their solution. Semi-integrated architectures are very attractive for a number of retailers, small and large, because they do simplify the overall integration of the technology, but they also make life easier going down the road as you have to achieve your EMV certification. Mm-hmm. So EMV, although it has presented a headwind for many retailers, it's a great opportunity to take pause, look at your architecture, look at how MPOS might benefit you, and take advantage of some of the systems that are out there that are extremely capable and may bring functions that are not currently used by retailers, such as digital media, loyalty capabilities, couponing, and the like. So there's a lot of opportunity with this change that retailers face today.
And I know that those are a number of things that you are working to integrate into your solutions as well. So my question is, how does all of that fit into what you're doing to mobilize point of sale for retail?
Yeah, definitely. We've been involved along this entire evolution, and Verifone has focused on consolidating our offering into a solution that provides flexibility. And as you might recall, back at the National Retail Federation show earlier this year in January, we did announce a product, the Verifone E355. So this is really the culmination of years of work in bringing a product to market that meets all of the criteria that we've talked about in the past. So it is small form factor, durable, has all of the payment functionality, but mostly has this flexibility to work with a variety of operating systems, a variety of tablets, and has the physical flexibility to pair with different solutions. we're finding that that solution is resonating very well with retailers of all sizes.
So it's interesting that your approach is really software focused that can be enabled through a variety of hardware. That's an interesting approach. Clearly speaks to the flexibility required for these solutions as retail evolves.
Yeah, it's incredible the number of different technologies our customer base wants to take advantage of. When you look across all of these smart devices, tablets, handhelds, they all need to be paired or coupled with MPOS. So we've worked to provide that capability in our product set so that there's really the ultimate flexibility in working across this ever-changing world of smart devices. Retailers spend a lot of money on integrating, on training, the operational complexities we talked about. All of this presents quite a lot of challenge. When they can focus on integrating to a single product that can be leveraged across a variety of use case scenarios or a variety of smart devices, it really simplifies things for them. And we think that we're well positioned with the 355 to satisfy many of our clients' needs, and we're excited about the future.
It sounds like we'll reinvent the mobile point of sale landscape, given how you describe its own design, and I mean that in a very, you know, global sense, the software focus and the ability to integrate across a variety of devices, I think, is really key. Marcus, thanks very much for sharing your perspective on mobile point of sale, and more importantly, how you see it evolving and Verifone's role in making that evolution possible. Thank you.
Karen, thank you for your time.